Hi, we are Julie and the podcasters, Angie, Essie, Inga, and Laila, and today we're completely unprepared, but we're going to attempt to talk about JATP entering a band competition. I'm Inga.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Essie.
And we're actually back. It's been a long time, but we're here.
Yeah, we're back. Did you miss me, like Caleb said?
Yeah, I just thought the last time we had a long hiatus, we did like a Did You Miss Me gif of Caleb when we posted our first episode after the hiatus. Maybe we should do it again. But yeah, as I said, we are completely unprepared because life is busy and we've barely even gotten around to plan when and what we were going to record the last few weeks. So we forgot what our original idea was with the band competition. We just wrote down band competition in our episode ideas. In case we talked about it on an episode, maybe you can remind us if you listen to it. Otherwise, we're just gonna wing it and see what happens.
We should have asked Kay. Maybe they knew.
We should. I feel like if we ask her now, she's not going to answer until we're done with the podcast.
Yeah, not right now. I meant like earlier.
I mean, okay, band competition. So you're thinking like all the bands are like entering one that already exists. Is that kind of what you're thinking?
I don't even know who of us came up with the idea, so I'm not sure if I'm the one who was thinking anything. But yeah, I guess like a group of bands, like or multiple bands having a competition or joining a competition would make sense.
Let's try and do something about this band competition.
I thought about it earlier today, and like obviously Julie and the Phantoms and Dirty Candy would enter, because obviously. And I thought about if Caleb is still possessing Nick at that point, maybe he would make Nick enter as well and like form some sort of band around Nick so he could enter against Julian the Phantoms.
I would find that so funny if like Caleb enters as Nick, and like obviously like Kay and Julian, everyone is so confused because Nick just comes in like, oh yeah, I have a band now. And you probably like find people from the Ghost Club to be in his band, he would have to explain to them, or maybe they'll just be confused. But like somehow Nick gets his band and he enters, and I feel like it would give away Caleb. That's how they find out who Caleb is. He'll give away his own identity because he will join the battle of the band because he wants to win. And then they'll be listening to this music like, that's like, we heard the song before at the Ghost Club.
And also everybody would be very confused if Nick, who doesn't really strike me as a jazz person, suddenly had like a big dramatic jazz number.
That put up with like, obviously he's changing clothes and everything that has already happened. It's definitely the final giveaway for everyone who was not paying attention.
That would certainly be hilarious.
I wonder, would he sing? Do you guys think he would just sing the same? What if he does like, I can't remember. I haven't listened to the episode in so long. What are like the two main songs that Caleb sings?
The Other Side of Hollywood and Nothing to Lose.
Yeah, what if he just sings those again?
Because, or like something similar.
Yeah, yeah. It's like very similar. And they're like, we heard this before.
I mean, I feel like Caleb has quite a repertoire of songs and wouldn't sing the same songs that the boys already heard. But yeah, it's still going to be similar. I'm just wondering, can Nick sing? I mean, we know he's in the music program and we know he can play guitar, but that doesn't necessarily mean he can sing. So would Caleb be really, really frustrated because Nick can't actually sing and his voice is not going to do what Caleb wants it to do, and it's not going to do the incredible range that he has?
The answer is yes. I imagine like Caleb as Nick holding audition. You know, try and find someone who can get there. And kind of like, yeah, when he's like making up his own band to go against Julie and the Phantoms.
I feel like in that case, it'd be cool to see Nick's home life too. Because like, I don't know who his parents are, but like imagine your son suddenly starts walking around dressed like a magician and is like, I need to start this band playing jazz music that you've never heard before.
I just had a mental image of Caleb not being able to be the front man of this band because Nick just can't and sing well enough, and Caleb would be so, well, he would not be happy about it. I can't really think of a word right now that's not slightly a curse. So
do you guys think Nick would be able to still, like, what kind of possession is it? Like, do you think Nick can still kind of like gain control of his body? Have you seen Moon Knight?
Only the first two episodes?
Well, kind of like when they switch between them, sometimes they can like take control back of the body. That's not really possessing though. But I feel like it'd be interesting if maybe like Caleb is like struggling to make Nick sing or something, and then Nick like pops out or whatever, like he gains control and then like he takes over for a bit. I don't know how that would work though, but yeah.
Imagine the awkward dancing in those moments.
I mean, if it's Caleb in the body, I feel like maybe he'll be able to dance well because Caleb can dance well, but also if he's controlling Nick, what if Nick just doesn't have the body for dancing? Like, what if he doesn't have any coordination? Then will that affect Caleb's dancing as well?
Probably. I mean, they're different muscles that are differently trained, and maybe he's not as flexible in some ways. So yeah, that's probably, and he's definitely, like, Nick is shorter than Caleb. That's gonna be weird to take control of, especially for something like dancing. Okay, so is this going to be like a school sanctioned thing, that the school is holding some sort of competition for student bands, or is it going to be like maybe something at Eaton Beats? Is that what the open mic place is called, or was it something else, or is it going to be a TV show? I don't know what kind of competition is it going to be. Who's going to host it?
I can kind of see it being like a outside of school situation, like either the open mic or maybe, I don't know, I've had the Orpheum, but like maybe it's like a community situation where they're like, hey, we want to see all the different talent in the, you know, in the area, so they have all these bands of like high schoolers apply, because I'm guessing there's other schools also there, so maybe, and maybe then there's a problem because there's like another performing arts school that also has a very good band. Then Julie kind of butts heads with them as well.
Oh, just random, because we also talked about crossovers, and I just thought about other performing arts high schools, and I thought of Victoria's. Maybe that can be a crossover.
And Victoria's was set in LA, right? Or in that area, at least, right?
It was in LA. I don't know if it is in the same area, but it's at least in the same city.
No, yeah, that's what I meant, like in the LA area, not in whatever neighborhood specifically Julian the Phantoms is set in.
I think, isn't it Los Feliz? Because that's what the high school is named, and that is an area of, like, a district of LA. I think I looked it up on a map at some point.
Sounds about right. But yeah, there's a potential crossover there. Another Nickelodeon show.
I mean, so then with the Battle of the Bands thing, would that be, like, in that specific area, or do we think it should be more of, like, an LA-wide situation?
I mean, if we would go the TV show route, I think it would be an LA-wide situation. Like, there's some sort of producer who thinks it would be a good thing to have high schoolers from LA compete in a band competition, and that's gonna be the niche that the music competitions on TV needs, which I'm pretty sure it doesn't, but, you know, I'm pretty sure somebody thinks it does.
That'd be fun. So in this scenario, do we also think that Caleb will be recruiting, like, or will be forming his own band as Nick?
That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking if maybe they could also have bands that are not all from one school. Would he try to get one of the Victoria's kids, just since we already talked about the crossover?
You know, it'd be really funny if he gets, what's his sister's name, Zucina? If he gets her, because she's like, oh, I'm a very good singer, and like, perform one up, and you've got to have me. And so he's like, okay, cool. And so he, like, has to be the lead. But, like, and then maybe, like, he's like, oh, I'm very good. She sends him, like, an audio for singing, but it's actually, like, not for singing, that she just found it. And then when they
It's probably Tori singing.
And then either, like, in the actual performances or maybe, like, dress rehearsal, he's like, okay, let's go over everything. And she starts singing. He's like, oh, no, wait, I've made a mistake.
That'd be so funny. And of course, Caleb would do those kind of things. It would happen to him.
Yeah, that would definitely be hilarious. I think, like, if he actually managed to get someone who works well with his band, it would probably be Jade. I could see Jade and Caleb performing together.
Caleb is Nick. Not Caleb.
Yeah, well, Nick not quite so much, but I'm just gonna go with Caleb for now.
I feel like Jade would like the vibes of it. Like, obviously not the Nick part of it, because I feel like he's just gonna stand out. But
Jade would destroy Nick.
Yeah, exactly. But I feel like she would like the, maybe like the all black, like the cool outfit part of it.
But I mean, we're imagining Nick as Nick, but this Nick would be acting like Caleb, basically. So that's like, that would be different. It's just in like a different body. You know, it's just like Nick looking like Nick, but acting like Caleb. So that's, I feel like, different, right? Than what we're thinking Nick as Nick.
Definitely. That just made me think, I'm still so disappointed that we're not going to see Sasha trying to act like Cheyenne.
I feel like that's happened in other shows as well that have gone canceled, where like there's a character that wasn't utilized, like the actor didn't really have a lot to do. And then like one of the final episodes, there was this whole other storyline set up. And it's like, okay, we can finally see this actor kind of like go outside of their comfort zone and do this cool stuff. And then it gets canceled, so we can't see that. But I would have loved to see like the acting that he could have done with that.
I think we can rant a little bit about Netflix now, because we're talking about this and the fact that they're losing subscribers. I'm like enjoying so much all those news that Netflix is like struggling to figure out what the heck to do, because I'm like, you did this to yourself by canceling shows that people like, by canceling shows that are diverse and, you know, that are like different than whatever else you want to funnel your money at. And I'm like, this is on you. And I don't feel a little bit sorry about it.
Agreed. It really is. Like, how can they keep canceling the really good shows and like keep promoting stuff like those terrible movies, Emily in Paris and all those things? It's just like, please, please wake up, people. Wake up.
Aren't they thinking of adding ads as well? Do you guys see that? The thing of like having, yeah, which is just not what Netflix is. So I don't know how that's going to work out for them, but.
Also with the like password sharing cracking down on that. And I'm like, yeah, people have kids who go to college somewhere else. Like, we're family everywhere. How are you planning to do that? Like, we're within the same household. We get to use our device. Or even if I'm going on a trip, I'm not going to be where I'm supposed to be. But I still, like, you know, I'm the owner of this device and this account. How are you planning to do that? That is literally the minute they start doing that, I will cancel my subscription. Umbrella Academy premieres in like a month. Stranger Things is also coming up after that. They like, I don't have nothing going for me. And if I need to be, I'll come back like a month when I have to catch up with things and then go back out again.
Yeah, that's true. Stranger Things, Umbrella Academy, they're keeping me on. And then the ones, and also there's like, I mean, there's like other websites people can use and that people do use for stuff like that. And I feel like a lot of people use those websites, especially when they like want to watch something, but they don't want to support Netflix or whatever. So that's probably the reality of what's going to start happening. As opposed to Netflix had kept good shows that they were seen to have a lot of viewers that people would have stayed on for, maybe even gotten Netflix for it. I mean, I know I've gotten like Disney Plus to watch the show before. Some people do that. There's something they really want to watch. And especially if it has a good queer representation, that's usually like a good motivational thing for them to watch it, maybe get Netflix. So if they had kept stuff like that, then maybe they wouldn't be having these problems.
Yeah, agreed. It's stupid. And it's just, I mean, it's all, if Netflix actually goes down, then I think that's going to change the whole streaming game again, because Netflix was basically the one who started it. And I'm curious what is going to happen if that actually happens.
I don't know. I don't see anything like, because like, I keep thinking of like Zoom not being a thing. And like Skype had so many years where it was supposed to just be Skype, right? Like that's what people used to like do what we're doing. It just communicate. And then they completely dropped the ball when the pandemic hit and Zoom like just appear out of nowhere. So it'll kind of be like Blockbuster for Netflix. Like they started it, but clearly they haven't been able to adapt to the competition, I guess, in a way, or like, you know, the fact that all these other streaming, just the thing with Netflix, it was like library, right? Or like they were supposed to have the content from all these other places. Now that all these places have their own streaming services, like that's really, yeah, messing with them.
Yeah, I mean, streaming actually managed to reduce pirating by a lot, I think. Like it was becoming harder and harder to actually find places where you could watch the shows, not quite legally. And now it's coming back because there are more and more streaming services and nobody has the money to pay for like 15 streaming services.
Yeah, that is a problem. And I mean, there's some that do like a lot of shows free, which is nice, but I guess it's kind of like, do you pay with no ads or free with ads? But yeah, if Netflix starts having ads, nobody's gonna do that, because that's why you have the apps then that are free but have ads. So it kind of like evens itself out.
I mean, I guess people would possibly tolerate it if it was just that before you, like, you click on a Netflix show and it just plays an ad for a different Netflix show, like Amazon Prime does. I feel like that might be tolerated, but nothing more. If they actually put in ads for outside stuff, it's not gonna fly.
Yeah, HBO Max also does that sometimes before like a show or something. They show you like some other ad for some other show or movie that it's in like on their platform. And you can always skip it because there's always like the skip thing in there.
We got slightly off track. What a surprise. How unusual for us.
Slightly. I do want to say before we move on that I'm now scarred, and I've realized I'm scarred by Julian Phantoms and traumatized. And I didn't realize how bad it was until now. I just like don't trust TV shows to get renewed. I don't have that hope anymore. And it sucks. But like now every time I'm like, I want a new season of something, I'm like, oh, but now I'm like, I don't trust it anymore.
I literally don't start shows. I've seen a few shows like trending on Tumblr. I'm like, yeah, you're not gonna get me. I'm not gonna fall for this twice, okay? I will not. So yeah, I get that. Like I said, I have like very specific shows that I watched already that I know have seasons coming up. That's the only thing basically keeping me on Netflix. at this point. Once that runs out, I'm out. Or again, if like it gets so bad, I'll just come back at whatever the month like it premieres or something for it. That's it.
Yeah, me too. I've had like no interest in starting Heartstoppers, or the Auflag means death. Which is so incredibly popular right now.
But that's on HBO Max. I don't know. I feel like HBO Max is less than Netflix.
But I can't even watch that because we don't have HBO, and I'm not sure if Sky has it yet. And even if it does, I don't have Sky because my family does have Sky, but it only works on our TV, so I can't watch it in on my own devices. So I just don't watch it at all. And yeah, so even if I wanted to watch it, I probably wouldn't, but I'm just not interested right now.
I've seen both of those shows and they're very good and I would recommend. But now it's like people are talking about second seasons and I'm like, now I'm just really stressed out. But I mean, luckily I think that I hope that things will work out better. But honestly, I don't know. Maybe because like, again, we were talking about maybe another reason why Julian the Phantoms is like the age range and wasn't promoted as well and stuff like that. And it seems that they're trying to do a better job of at least the two shows that you mentioned. But yeah, now if I'm like, I can't think about the future of the show, it's because then I get stressed out about it.
Well, with like Heartstopper, I think I even saw it, like we won a season 2 trending on Twitter and he had like over 11,000 tweets. So like that's way different. Julian the Phantoms never trend like that, you know, and that was the big thing that I was always like very salty about. It's like, yeah, we want to believe I was a big fandom, but it was never big enough to get to that point, which is why I'm like, yeah, probably we won't happen the same thing with Heartstopper. Hopefully for you, Essie. And hopefully like if I ever get to watch it as well.
Okay, so back to the Battle of the Bands. We had a Nick / Caleb band and Juliet the Phantoms and Dirty Candy and possibly the kids from Victorious. And I mean, if we're already a Nickelodeon and doing crossovers, we could technically also include Big Time Rush, unless of course we can't because they're already like commercially.
We cannot, yeah, because they're already a band.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm interested. Do you guys think that maybe like, never mind. Hold on, ignore that. Because I'm like, what's the age range for this? Is it, we're talking like high schoolers?
Okay. I guess we would already be ignoring the timeline because obviously the Victorious kids were way earlier and wouldn't be high schoolers right now, but who cares?
Because I was like, would Bobby join? And I'm like, he's not in high school anymore. Do you guys think he would like be a sponsor? I feel like he would be like a sponsor for something or like try to host it.
I was thinking he would be like the judge or something, one of the judges too.
I was thinking maybe he would be a stage mom for Carrie. You know, he could be all three, the sponsor, the judge, and the stage mom.
Now I'm thinking of like Regina George. His mom from Mean Girls, like him doing the dance in the audience.
Good idea. I love that.
But I also feel like you'd use it as an opportunity to like figure out, because if this is happening after, let's say after the timeline, you'd use it as an opportunity to figure out what's going on with Julian Phantoms. Because maybe he heard about this and he's like, hey, if you guys need somebody to, you know, be in charge, help out things, I can do it. Because he guessed that Julie would want to join for band. And so he's using this as an opportunity to find out more about the boys.
What if he's the one pushing it, like pushing the contest? The contest wasn't supposed to happen just yet, and he's like, oh, so I'll give you money, you should like bring this out right now. And invite all people in LA and like really pushing for it.
That's a good idea. And that would open the doors to a storyline where Carrie is kind of jealous because her dad is doing this and is basically forgetting that she even entered because he's so focused on Juliet the Phantoms. And she can't even talk to Nick about it because Nick is possessed by Caleb.
Oh yeah, I feel so bad for Carrie because nobody would be listening to her. Maybe that's what like gets her involved in the main plot, because like nobody's like listening to her, and then she like starts noticing things, and maybe she starts interacting with Judy more because of that.
Wait, that could get her closer to Flynn, because then for some reason Flynn like it's like also in the periphery, but she's not part of the band just yet, you know, so like she has less to do, and that's how they get closer.
The start of their enemies to lovers plotline.
Yeah, because I don't think like, I mean, Carrie wouldn't be mean based on how we ended season one, or I guess the show. She was, you know, like she clapped for Julie and everything. So I mean, she was on her way to, you know, being nicer, presumably. So yeah, we can definitely follow that. But still, like she'll obviously start feeling bad when like she's being ignored by everyone. And nobody's like actually listening to her when she's saying that Nick is acting suspicious and she's noticing all these other things too. That'll be interesting.
I mean, I would feel really bad for Carrie in that situation. That would really, really suck. And I'm assuming like it seems like she already has some issues with not getting enough attention. tension, like with her dad and potentially her mom, since we don't know anything about her mom, and the whole Julie thing that apparently was some sort of fallout that might have had any something to do with it, and her being so jealous that Julie stole her thunder at the spirit rally and stuff. So I think that would be really interesting, and we could have gotten more of an insight into her character.
Yeah, because maybe that is like a huge part of like why she does what she does, is she wants to be noticed. Because yeah, as we've seen, Bobby does not pay attention and he's in his own head. And then like her mom, I'm guessing, like, we don't know, you know, she passed away, if she left, but it looks like she's not in the picture anymore. Maybe she's like one of those like very much traveling, not at home anymore. But yeah, so maybe that's like one of the reasons why she has all the flashy. That makes me sad now. But like maybe that's why she does like the huge dance numbers, the flashy costumes and everything. Because that's like her way to kind of get some attention for herself. I mean, I do think that, yeah, maybe that would be a good, because then Shokei is kind of figuring it open out. And then maybe because, so I'm guessing, so Julie is probably like on friends terms with Nick at this point. I'm guessing that she doesn't suspect anything, basically. And maybe he's trying to get closer to her, but like he knows that she's Nick and like that. So it's not really awkward between them. And maybe Flynn at this time is the one who's starting to get suspicious, because he's like, something's wrong with Nick or whatever, he's acting weird. But Julie's not really noticing it, just because she's happy to not have that awkwardness with him anymore. So she's like, no, he's fine, you know, it's whatever, I'm just glad that we're friends. So then Flynn starts getting suspicious, and then that's how Flynn and Kay get together, and they're the ones who solve the mystery, because Flynn is suspicious, and maybe somehow like they run into Kay and it's clear that Kay is suspicious too, and the two of them try to solve it.
I would love that, like a kind of slightly detective-like team up between Flynn and Kay. That would be awesome. Like, has somebody written that fic? Can somebody write that fic? Please send it to us.
Yeah, honestly, if anyone ever gets around writing with all of our ideas, we just ask for credit. That's all. Please feel free to write it. We will read it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, just send it to us, tag us, and mention us in the notes or something, and we're going to be your best friends forever, basically, or at least we're definitely going to love that you did that.
I mean, who knows? I might write it if I have time. I don't make any promises, but, you know.
Yeah, just let us know, Essie. We will be there reading it and commenting every step of the way.
Okay, so the band competition somehow manages to get Flynn and Kay to figure out the whole Nick thing, especially because the whole band competition is making it way more obvious that Nick is not Nick, because, you know, he has jazz music as a band, and that's not really what anybody would have expected from him. I feel like at least one of his teachers would be really impressed and really happy about it and would just ignore that it's weird, because they are so happy that finally one of his students is into jazz enough to do that.
Yes, I wonder, like, maybe like his teammates and everyone at the school would think of this change too. Like, would they really not notice, or would they really not care?
I feel like he probably would lose interest in lacrosse, because I can't really imagine Caleb being interested in that. So that would probably make his lacrosse friends really, really confused. But at least some of those friendships might be people who are just friends with you because you're on the same team. And if he's not on the team anymore, or not doesn't care anymore, they would just be like, yeah, well, okay. Then I guess not.
Yeah, I feel like he might lose, yeah, the lacrosse fans. But I feel like it'd be funny if Caleb as Nick becomes popular, but for other reasons. Like, everybody's like, oh, Nick, you're so cool, but not because you, like, play lacrosse. It's because, like, I don't know, he just is super dramatic. And I feel like he'd somehow become, like, the cool, like, outcast person. And so then he'd have, like, this whole other, like, a bunch of people. He'd make friends of, like, the musical theater kids. Somehow. And then I feel like it'd be funny if Caleb would then became, they joined a bunch of clubs or something and became attached to that.
Oh no, I'm like imagining him as like a debate club or a chess club or something.
He wants to, maybe he like wants to build a following, because he's like, I know I'm this great ghost magician performer. I gotta have people who are on my side. So he's like, you know, I'm gonna get all these performing arts kids on my side. So he just like starts joining all these different clubs.
And everyone loves him.
And he thinks like, okay, so I can probably get quite a few of these people to sell me their soul, and then I can diversify the lineup at the Orpheum, not the Orpheum, the Hollywood Ghost Club.
So I feel like, yeah, the one thing he wouldn't touch is like, I just can't see Caleb like playing sports at all. So that would be like the one thing that he doesn't go near. And then that's what everybody's so confused, because like all of a sudden Nick is like not athletic anymore.
The rumor mill would definitely go wild.
So basically what I'm hearing is that Nick will be more like Sasha than he is Nick at this point.
Yeah, probably. With a bit more rock and a bit less, no, with a bit more jazz and a bit less rock, but still, yeah. And I'm kind of really disappointed that Layla isn't here for an episode where we talk a lot about Nick, even if it is Nick with Caleb inside him.
Didn't she admit in an episode that she doesn't hate Nick? Am I imagining that?
I think it was Kay who said something that Layla used to like Nick and like actually sent us like posts that Layla made where she was talking positively about Nick. And I remember I re-listened to like a few early episodes, and I'm pretty sure at that point Layla was also talking positive things about Nick. So yeah, I think we had something about that.
I just feel like this would, maybe she would like Nick more when he was like Nick Caleb, you know?
Definitely, because I think isn't her biggest issue that he's boring, which he is.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people would like Nick better as Nick Caleb.
I think hopefully after the Nick Caleb arc, when Nick actually gets some character development, because I can also see that, as funny as it is, I can see that having a good emotional arc as well, like any possessive storyline tends to do when like there's somebody who you want to big view of the person. So I feel like that can have a good like emotional arc and like character development for Nick. So then if that had happened, then in the other season, maybe Nick would have been like actually involved in everything and he would have been more interesting and they could have added some nuance to his character. And same with Kay, that would have been a good opportunity for us to see like other main characters, I guess. Even though I want to keep seeing Julie, obviously. But that would have given us a good opportunity for like other backstories as well. And maybe even Flynn's backstory. And so to see, because we don't really get a lot of, not only not like Nick, we don't really get a lot of the other backstories for characters. And I feel like other seasons would have allowed us to see that, especially if Nick had the whole possession storyline.
Yeah, I mean, in the first season, Nick was basically completely defined by his relationship to Julie and to Carrie. And he didn't really have a lot going on for himself. Yeah, but I agree that it would have been awesome to get more into background characters like Flynn and Nick and Carrie and Willie.
Yeah, because like I love Julie and Luke, obviously, but we did, like, you know, we got a whole like Luke backstory and I think it would be really cool too. Even with Reggie and Alex, there was a lot of potential. I think this is off topic and we feel like we've talked about this in another episode as well, but like the potential is there. Maybe I need to just like, if there's any fanfics out there about like backstories, I feel like that'd be interesting to read. But definitely it would, I feel like in other seasons that could have given us the potential for more backstories and more flashbacks, maybe even songs associated with those flashbacks. Or maybe if like Flynn and Kay start talking, then they can say like backstories and that's where we get more information as well.
That reminds me, I usually avoid predictive fanfiction because I don't want to be invested into the story that the predictive fanfiction told and then the show isn't going that way. But now that's not going to be an issue anymore. And at one point, I'm kind of excited because I saw a few really cool synopses for fics that were predictive. And I just like, nope, I'm not going to read that. And on the other hand, I'm really, really disappointed.
Yeah, now I'm sad. I haven't rewatched the show in a while. Maybe it's time.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that too. I mean, also, I feel like I really like feel like it's over once Kenny, because Kenny hasn't released, like, I think somebody asked him, are you going to tell us like what your plan is for the original situation, and he said that he's not going to tell us until he knows for sure. So it's not like I have hope, but anything is kind of possible, I guess. I feel like when he releases that information, if he does, about what his original plan was, that's when it's going to be kind of like, okay, like it'd be good to know, but then there's not really much we can go up from there.
I agree. I also saw some people talking about the fact that if Netflix is actually going down or at least needs money, that maybe that would motivate them to actually sell Julie and the Phantoms, but then somebody would still need to want to pick it up.
Which, I don't know, seems unlikely. I have zero hope. So I know that's the last thing that we should like lose, but I lost it. I'm like, yeah, I have zero hope to come back and I'll just be forever salty that they canceled the show, that they didn't give us more seasons, because what the heck? This show had everything for you to give me more seasons and you did not. If a show like this cannot get like more seasons, I'm like, nothing can. It doesn't matter.
I mean, it has so much potential. We've spent so many episodes just talking about all the different ideas that can come from it. And sometimes that doesn't always happen. If so, it's a lot of times it's like, there's not really many places you can go with that. But with this show, especially in the next season, it had a storyline that was set up. And then after that storyline, because it's like a fantasy world situation because of the ghosts, it opens up the, like this whole other realm of possibilities where there is so many things that you could do with that, I feel like, as opposed to like other shows on, there's like some other shows on Netflix as well that people have pointed out don't need to go as far as they go. They don't need as many seasons. And I mean, okay, yeah, but though. But like in general, as we've seen, sometimes when the show keeps going, it just loses itself. And maybe that would have been the case of Julian's Phantoms as well, but it at least deserved a few more seasons. I can see it doing like a, I don't know, at least a second season. I can see it doing like a 3 or 4 season situation, honestly, maybe even more. And then there's other stuff that I think Netflix just doesn't know. It doesn't want to let go of things because then it's like, what if I lose the fans of the show? But at some point, the show just stops being good. I kind of went on a tangent there. But yeah, at some point, if you keep putting out new episodes, it's just there's no point in doing it.
Pretty off topic, but since you were just saying that we spent so many episodes talking about the potential of Julia the Phantoms, I looked up how many episodes exactly, and I realized this is our 55th episode, which is pretty cool, considering it's a 9-episode show that we're talking about. And once again, shows should show people how much potential there is in Julia the Phantoms.
55 episodes, that's a lot of episodes. Go us.
It really is. Like, It's crazy. But yeah, in case anybody is now confused because they're looking at their phone or computer or wherever they are listening to this, it's going to say 53rd episode on the title because, you know, we had the whole 9.5 and 9.5.2 thing before our big 10 Christmas episode, just in case somebody hasn't been listening since back then or forgot.
Back since 2020, right? Man, 2 years already.
Yeah, it's very weird, especially because I was thinking about this earlier when we were catching up. But like when I started the show, I was not the same age as these characters, but closer into the age range because I actually still went to high school and now I don't. And I was like, oh no, it's weird when you age and the characters stay the same.
Oh, trust me, I know about that. Age out of a lot of shows already.
I'm just thinking of like Percy Jackson because like I read those books when I was like around their age, and I don't know if you guys know enough about what's happening, but they released the casting and obviously these are like 12 and 13 year olds, like they should be, but it's so weird because now I'm looking at it and I'm like 12 and 13 year olds should not be fighting monsters, but like as a 12 year old I was like this is fine. But now it's going to be so weird because now we're older and obviously the characters are the same age and it's just a very strange like situation. Yeah.
Yeah, the actors look so incredibly young and you're like, no, this is not possible. How you shouldn't be even playing, pretending to fight monsters. This is not okay.
Yeah, I always wonder that about the Hunger Games, if the Hunger Games actually casted 16-year-olds. Like, imagine how horrifying that would have been. Like, you're sending these children to fight to the death and you're not a little bit, like, you don't feel anything about it. Like, that would have been, like, would have made it even, like, worse.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they could have done that, like, actually cast 16-year-olds in that kind of movie. I think that wouldn't have worked out well for anyone.
That's the point, though, of the book. If you're going to adapt that kind of movie, you know, you should have been faithful to that, because that's the whole point of it.
Definitely. Like, it's really important that it is in the book, but I'm not sure if, like, censorship might be not the wrong word, but, like, the people who decide if movies are okay for certain ages to watch, I'm not sure if they would have been happy with actual 16, like, actually 12 to 18 year old kids being shown on screen killing each other, even though they barely showed them doing that.
Yeah, I think that they could have made the age different, I guess. Also, maybe they could have made for a bigger audience, but especially because I'm glad that we have more actors playing characters that are the same similar ages, like what they're doing with Percy Jackson. And they did with, I think it was I Am Not Okay With This, they had like teenagers playing teenagers. Julia the Phantoms, I mean, we have it's kind of like 50-50, I think. But, I mean, the main characters, Flynn and Julie, you know, I think the ages, they're pretty much lined up. I'm not sure how much exactly. But that show is obviously, like, maybe it's more drawing in, like, a Hunger Games situation. But I feel like that's also more important. And then maybe they could have avoided the whole promoting it as, like, a love triangle situation when that's not really what it's about at. Like, that's barely any of the important stuff of what's about.
Well, when you think of, like, Glee or, like, Pretty Little Liars, and, like, you're like, these are supposed to be teenagers, and, like, you know, they're, like, doing all stuff, and I'm like, teenagers should not be doing all this stuff. So I feel like, yeah, it's definitely a step in the right direction, the fact that we are seeing more shows where teenagers are actually playing teenagers instead of having 30-year-olds play 17-year-olds.
But yeah, definitely. I agree completely. I mean, since we often bring up Riverdale, that has the same issue.
Yeah, I think at this point, if people want to have shows like that, just make them happen in college years or make them happen in like above level years. Like if you're going to have shows about high schoolers, just have high schoolers play them. If you want to have material, like whatever Riverdale is doing it now for other shows, you don't have to, they don't have to take place in high school. They can take place in college or above.
I think I talked about it last time we podcasted that I started watching Roswell, New Mexico. And one of the things that I really, really liked about it, I mean, it is a CW show, but it's not teenagers. The characters are like in their late 20s. And that's like, it's so refreshing. It still has some of the typical CW drama, but you know, it's late 20s, early 30s, so it's a lot more appropriate. And it's also not quite as much drama because, you know, they are actually adults and the show handles them as adults, and it's so refreshing.
But yeah, speaking of like Percy Jackson, every time I hear news about that, I always think of you, Essie, because I know you're like a big fan. So I'm like, oh man. And then I was like, she probably already saw it, so I shouldn't send it to you. Because it's like trending all over Tumblr and everything. So I was like, she's aware. But every time I'm like, oh my God, Essie must be so happy. I was like, oh, what would Essie think of this?
I'm very happy. No, I saw that you tagged me at something. I'm like, yeah. No, I'm very happy about the Percy Jackson news. Yes. I mean, yeah, that's I could talk for hours about it. That's not what this podcast is about. But I am very happy with Percy Jackson and just everything about it. The fact that the casting, everything about the casting, the fact that it's gonna be accurate, very excited for that.
Okay, once again, we got completely off track and have not talked about the band competition in quite a while. So yeah. I mean, since it's would Julie and the Phantoms win? Is it going to be like the kind of episode where at the end, of course, the main characters win? Or is it going to be not that kind of episode?
I can kind of either be here like Julie and the Phantoms win, Caleb wins, but then that's how they get Caleb to like, that's how they reveal Caleb's identity. There's something associated with his win that maybe when he wins, he's like, I did this, Caleb did, sorry. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, maybe like they realize it's Caleb, like it's Nick Caleb basically, and so they have Trevor be like, hey, make him win no matter what, make him win, that's how we get him, and like it's part of the plan or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And then maybe like, because then also maybe I feel like his ego would get to him, because Caleb is smart, but he also wants to be this great ghost magician performer. So maybe that's like how, maybe when he grows up, everybody's like, Nick did it, and he's like, no, Nick didn't do it, I did it, Caleb, and he gives like his full title, and then that's how everybody, and then he realizes he made a mistake, but at this point everybody knows, they just wanted like him to admit it.
I like that idea, that's awesome. Like it's just like Caleb popping out of Nick, like, no, it was me. But I could also see them doing it like Caleb, Nick bands, Dirty Candy and Julia Defenders were all way too involved in their drama between the three bands and all of that some random band that like wins because they were just too distracted to actually do a good enough job to win.
I can see I can see that, but I feel like Julian the Phantom would still get like some sort of deal out of that, like a manager, like what is it, right? Someone would approach them and be like, hey, we still want to sign you, they're great, and they need that. They need a redo of like that It's a Beast, like the Finally Free performance.
I can also see maybe somebody Carrie having a storyline where like somebody loves Dirty Candy, but they want to sign her as like a solo artist, and like they come up to her and they talk about this offer. But then she has to choose between, at the same time, they're trying to stop Caleb. So she has to choose between like, oh, this thing that I've always wanted with this fame that will come of it, or do I help my newfound friends and Flynn with stopping Caleb? And I feel like it would be cool if she has that decision and she chooses to help them instead. And then at the end, she still gets that offer, or maybe Bobby at this point, I keep calling Bobby Trevor. Maybe at this point, he's like, I'm actually going to be a good father. And he also like gives her an offer or something, or he helps her with her career.
Yeah, I feel like if we would have gotten to see more, the whole thing of Trevor meeting his old friends again would have probably made him a better father. Like, I could imagine that was a storyline that was planned.
Yeah, man, I would watch this. So sad that we don't get that. Also, I mean, I don't know. I guess, yeah, Trevor doesn't seem to be the best dad, but I don't think he's a bad dad. I guess I didn't get that impression out of this. I know he's like not the best, obviously, because he's clearly probably not around, I'm assuming. But again, I'm like, I don't know. I feel like we don't have enough to say he's not an okay dad, at least.
Yeah, I think he's an okay dad. I don't think he's like actually bad. He's just probably doesn't necessarily pay as much attention as he should. And, you know, the whole fame thing probably doesn't make him a better dad, because that also puts a lot of pressure on Carrie. So yeah, I feel like, and he must have focused on his career quite a bit during Carrie's life if he's still that big. So, you know, that all of that doesn't necessarily speak to him getting the Best Dad of the Year award, or Best Dad Ever award, what the one that Reggie gave Ray.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad dad. I just think he's one of those busy parents, you know, like, and he just didn't, because I think he does care a lot about Carrie and everything, especially, again, we don't know what's happening with the mom, so I feel like he probably cares more because of that. Maybe he feels like he has to be a single parent. But I do feel like because he's busy, maybe he's just less there for her. He's like, oh, I can hook you up with free tickets to this thing, but maybe instead of what seems as a conversation, but he's just not, maybe he doesn't have the ability to be that honest because of everything that's happened as well. And so this will kind of teach him to be like, okay, I have my career, but first of all, I got my career by, you know, lying about it, basically. And also is my opportunity to be a better father as well. So at the end of the season, he tells Carrie, like, oh, I think we should spend more time together and stuff, as opposed to me spending more time recording songs.
Would Trevor's secret come out at some point during, like, this battle of the bands or this whole storyline we're planning? What do you think?
I don't really see a logical way how that could come out, unless, like, he decides to tell, like, to make it public, to use that stage to tell everybody. But I don't really see a way how it could come out accidentally.
Yeah, I don't know how it could come out accidentally. I think he has to be the one to say it. And that can be either, like, an arc. I mean, I like the idea of, like, him working together with them at the end. So he and the boys make up and then they all work together to stop Caleb. But maybe, and then maybe in that, maybe not even this upcoming season that we're thinking of, but maybe even in the next one, I can see him doing like a press conference, like in just like some kind of situation where he calls in like paparazzi or interviewers and he's like, hey, I have something to say. And he takes responsibility and he gives credit to his friends. But then again, so if that happens, then will somebody, because then what if somebody's like, oh, what does his old friends look like? So they find a photo, but then it's like the new band. So maybe it wouldn't work out for him to do that. I don't know.
Maybe.
Sorry, I was just going to ask, but I'm assuming Carrie would find out though, right? At the very least.
Yeah, that I agree, Carrie would find out. But maybe instead of like doing a big public thing, he would just contact their families and like give them money that would have been the boys' money and stuff, and like do something like that to make it up to the boys and to kind of give them a bit of the legacy, at least towards their parents. Because, you know, they said that, especially for Luke, that it would have been important for him that his parents would have seen that what he did was worth something and not just him as a teenager having stupid dreams that were never going to come true.
Yeah, that's just more complicated, I feel like. Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like then the parents will be like, I don't know. I just keep thinking of like Julian Phantoms going big. And so all the people who knew Alex, Reggie and Luke while they were alive and being like, what the heck is this? So yeah, that's my only thing.
That's going to be a problem, or would have been a problem no matter what. Eventually that would have been a problem.
Yeah, maybe like, I don't know how long Caleb was planning to be like a villain. Or maybe I can see him being like the main villain and then he like gets out of picture, then there's a new villain, and then he comes back like, hey, like Peter here, kind of in Teen Wolf. He comes back like, hey, you guys need my help, actually. But I feel like maybe this, like the next season would have dealt with Caleb, and then after that, maybe a new enemy, or fourth season, third season, it would have come out, the secret about the boys, and so they would have had to deal with, yeah, how do we tell people? Like, does the entire world find out about ghosts, or is there a way that we can stop it? Because it's interesting that before now, like, nobody really knows about ghosts except with those specific communities. So maybe that would be like a whole plot point of how do we tell people about ghosts, or do we somehow lie about it, or how to deal with the once the public finds out about it.
I don't think it would be realistic to have like a whole storyline where the whole world finds out about ghosts. I think we talked about that before, about that BuzzFeed Unsolved fic where they like pretend to be ghosts, vampires, immortals, aliens. I don't know, they do a bunch of things and like make it look like they're all of these things so nobody believes that they're any of those things. I could imagine something like that happening.
I mean, also it's like LA or whatever, and there's so much stuff happening in the world. Maybe it's like the public almost finds out, or somebody, there's a huge connection that somebody makes, but like, oh, these are the same people from back then, but then something else happens that's even bigger, and so everybody just forgets about it.
Hey, with that, Trevor could probably help. He could probably fabricate some sort of scandal. Not necessarily the scandal that he stole this music, because, you know, that would lead back to them, but some other scandal. I'm sure he could come up with something.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, the way he's going to repay them is just basically to get them out of trouble every time anyone is suspicious. And they're like, don't you guys look like the band who died? And Trevor immediately steps in and is like, no, you're like figures a way to like make that rumor die down, basically.
At the beginning, we didn't even know we would have enough for an episode, and now we made it an entire season. That's pretty impressive.
That's what Julian Phantom does, and yet Netflix does not think the same, I guess. Netflix, if we could make an entire season in like an hour, how can you not give us more seasons out of this?
We could write it for you. We'll get paid less than you would have paid other people. We'll just write the whole season.
We might even be convinced to not need to be paid as long as we get credit and like you promote our podcast.
No, we want the money. They have the money. They can pay us.
Well, apparently they don't have the money anymore.
They would get it back if they hire us and get more Julian the Phantoms.
That's true. I forgot about that part. Listeners, I don't know when we're going to manage to do the next episode. I feel like it's not going to be realistic that it's going to be next week. But hey, we'll see. Maybe we'll surprise us and you. Otherwise, like, we're glad to be back. I hope you're glad too. Or, I don't know, missed us. Are excited to hear something more about Juliet the Phantoms. Yeah, let us know what you thought. If this was just mad rambling or if this was actually interesting.
Aren't all podcasts just mad rambling anyways?
Yeah, pretty much.
If you want to contact us, you can find us on Instagram and Tumblr as JulieAndThePodcasters and on Twitter as JATPodcasters. You can also email us at JulieAndThePodcasters@gmail.com or send us a voice message on Anchor. And of course, you can rate and review us on iTunes, Spotify, and any other podcast platform that allow that. We'd love to hear from you, no matter if it's questions, feedback, or your thoughts on the show in general or a specific episode. Tell your friends!
Tell your friends!